The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. And whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life. And I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the greatest preachers, teachers, writers, televangelists, radio evangelists in the history of the church is Fulton Sheen. And we should pray that he'll be beatified and canonized one day because he's one of the best models for priests and bishops. And he's got wonderful stories. Maybe you don't know that he was the head of what was called the Propagation of Faith, which would be the whole missionary work of the church. He was chosen by, I think it was Paul the Sixth, or maybe John the 23rd, to be ahead of that very important mission. So he was the head of the whole missionary activity in the world, not to mention his books, his radio ministry. He's an incredible man. So, with your permission, I'd like to tell one of the hundreds of stories in his life as a missionary related to the Bread of Life discourse that we're listening to the whole week. He mentions that he went to some poor country in Africa, and he celebrated Mass in some little chapel in the area, and someone told him that a woman who lived several miles away from the chapel would like to receive Holy Communion. So he got on a bike, not a car or a jeep, he got on a bike and he drove to the residence of that person. And the person was a leper. And the leprosy had eaten away her fingers, her hands, her toes, her feet, her arms, and her legs. So she just had her torso left. So he drove to her residence and gave her communion. And she was very, very grateful that this world-renowned archbishop would drive on a bike 3 miles and to visit her. So he said he'd come back the following day. But he told her first he had to celebrate Mass in the local church. And he told her what time he would be celebrating the Mass and then how long it would take him to get there, probably about, 40 minutes to drive. I don't remember the exact distance, but maybe 3 miles. Before we started Mass, the woman was there at the Mass. And she didn't come in a car or on a bike. How do you think she arrived? She had to basically roll and drag herself on the hot sand, the sticks. Obviously she would have been blistered and cut. What a story. What a story. Does that speak to you? That's called faith in the bread of life. And given that we live in the most affluent, rich country in the world, we can become lazy. We can become complacent. And we can take for granted this great gift. You can say, well, you know, they come to 6 o'clock mass, I've not come to 8. Well, I'll come to 12 o'clock mass. Well, I'll come to the 6:15 mass. How easy it is for us to take for granted this greatest of all gifts. How easy. So, I'm going to make 3 suggestions so that we won't take the Lord for granted. Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay, the first is this. One of the most famous books in the world after the Bible is The Imitation of Christ by Kempis. I have it electronically on my phone and I'm listening to it for the 3rd time in 1 year. I really love it. And I don't think anyone here, by listening or reading that, will not end up with a deeper love for God, humility, you know, practice of penance and mortification. It's just it's a spiritual masterpiece. Okay, The Imitation of Christ is divided into 4 books. It's really one book, but it's divided into 4 divisions. Diary of St. Faustine is divided into 6 books. But what's in common between The Imitation of Christ and Diary of St. Faustine is the last book is dedicated to the Eucharist. 2 weeks ago, my retreat talk was on St. Faustine and the Eucharist. That was my talk I gave in the retreat. And part of the talk was I was reading through and trying to get in a summary fashion her teaching in the last 25 numbers, which is St. Faustina's preparation for Holy Communion. It's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. But the last book of The Imitation of Christ is also the same topic. It's more extensive. Faustina gives you about 25 paragraphs, whereas Imitation of Christ gives you several chapters. And I can't see how any of you could read those 2 works, Pray and Meditate, those 2 works, and as a result of that, fall into complacency and be somewhat nonchalant and flippant about our reception of the Eucharist. You know, this very Ignatian is that we have to form very strong intellectual convictions about the importance of some activity in our life. And if we don't keep reading, as we've got these reading groups, our charism is promoting good literature. If we don't keep filling our minds with good thoughts, we start to stagnate, stultify, and we start to become mediocre. There's no way around it. So constantly we have to keep filling our mind with good thoughts. That's why I'll never tire of promoting spiritual reading. This is my charism. I think most of you do like to read, right? And Father Thomas Dubay says, busy people only have enough time to read the best books, because there's millions of books out there. I love to read War and Peace by Tolstoy, but I don't have time, more than 1,000 pages. We have to choose what are the books that are going to help us to become more holy and to put into practice the gospel in our life. That has to be our criteria. I repeat, books that are going to help us to become more holy and to implement the gospel principles in our life. Okay, I'll whet your appetite so that maybe you can go, do any of you have the Imitation of Christ? You know, maybe get it electronically. It starts off quoting Matthew 11:28. Which is one of my top five favorite biblical verses. That is, come to me, all of you who are weary, and I will give you rest. That's how the Imitation starts off in the fourth book. I love that. So Jesus, what is Thomas Kempis really saying? He's really quoting Jesus saying that everyone is invited to come to the Eucharist. Then there's a marvelous chapter on the priesthood in the Eucharist. Marvelous. Then there's another chapter, I think it's the fourth chapter, where he says, before you receive the Eucharist, make sure you make a good confession. And he points out about 25 different bad tendencies that we will all have. If you read that, you're going to feel ashamed. And you say, Kempis, I'm guilty of that, I'm guilty of that, I'm guilty of that, I'm guilty of that. Like venial sins. About 25 in a row. That book is a masterpiece. Then he goes on to say in other chapters, don't deprive yourself of Holy Communion because maybe you've got venial sin. I think every good Catholic should read the Imitation of Christ. I mean, you read it, have you read it? It's hard. And I'll put it in, maybe listen to a chapter in the morning or maybe when I've got 3 or 4 minutes, no? Hey, that book is very demanding. It insists upon incredible humility, self-effacement, fasting, penance, mortification, all looking at Christ in these words. If you want to be my follower, you must renounce yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. That's the essence of the book. And I think we hear that, we all cringe. We recoil. We don't want to hear that. So those are two suggestions. The Diary of St. Faustina, the last 25 numbers, the Imitation of Christ. The last thing I'd like to say is, Ask the Blessed Mother for the grace that you'll never take the Lord for granted. Do you ever think about this? Mary was with Jesus 30 years. We live with people, our husband, our children, our relative, we take them for granted. It's almost impossible not to do that. But Mary never took Jesus for granted even a second. Do you believe that? She never took Jesus for granted. So let's turn to Mary, let's turn to Kempis, let's turn to St. Faustina, and beg for the grace not to take the bread of life for granted. Receive the Eucharist every day as if it were your first, your last, and your only. Amen.